Welcome to Central Life Church. We hope you enjoyed today's message. For further information, go to our website at www.centrallife.com.au. Email us at contactus@centrallife.com.au.
About the AGM, we have to do that. We present the finances to you on a once-a-year basis, but that doesn't mean that we don't have an open book policy. We do. You can come and check the books at any time, check the finances, see what's happening. We have an open book policy. You guys are the church, and you give amazingly, and that's why we're here today, apart from God. So we're going to talk about different aspects of the AGM and vision and plan today. But yeah, I just want to talk about the history. So the church has been going for over 10 years, and Kathy and David, who couldn't make it today and are probably one of the longest standing members in this church today, I think. Is there anybody else that was with them over 10 years ago? Arthur was here for many, or not 10, but many of those years. Graham, a couple of others. Robin was definitely here. And there was another guy who started the church, and I think it started in a house, and then it ended up in a church hall. And Keith and I joined about 7 years ago when it was in the church hall. And I remember stepping into the place. It was quite small. There's a few lovely people in the house. And Keith and I sort of came away from that place thinking, there is potential there. There is potential there. I wonder what plan God's got for this church. The church started to grow, and eventually we moved to a bigger part of the school at, where was it? Wadowba High School. Yep. And so we moved into the bigger hall, and basically God just blessed the church, and we went from strength to strength, and we ended up in Sparks Road, the old AAG building on Sparks Road that most people knew on the coast. And we were there for a couple of years, and God really started to form the church, put the foundation down properly and build the walls, etc. And more people came, and more people did things, and we really felt as a church that we were going to buy that building. Well, most of us felt it, except Keith. Keith felt that God had another plan. And, we raised a lot of finances. You gave a lot into this house. And then at the last minute, the building sold, and it wasn't to us. And at that point, I can remember Keith and I were on holidays, and Steve rang and said, the building's been sold. And we went, what? The building's been sold. We don't know what God is doing, but we need to know quickly. Because I think we only had two weeks to get out to start the planning, start the planning process. And to tell you the truth, it was very scary. As a leader, it was very scary. We had no idea, really, what was going on, but God had a plan. And so eventually we ended up here. And I have to say, it's the best building I've ever been in church all my life. Best building, best bunch of people. And, we've been in this church, in this building now for about 2 years. And along the way and along the journey, Anthony and Belinda came on the journey. Anthony was actually hired to deck out the building as a builder, and him and Belinda caught a vision for Central Life. It's not hard to catch a vision for this church. It's not hard to be part of Central Life Church, is it? It's not hard at all. And really, the rest is history, apart from, farewelling our dearly loved leaders back in June, Chris and Steve Green, who we're still in contact with on a regular basis. And so that brings us to here, to this point, church. And, we lead Central Life Church together, the four of us, but we're not alone. We have you and we have God, and we're so encouraged by that. It was quite scary when Steve said, I'm ready to move to the next thing that God has for me. We were like, no, you're not going. Keith was in denial for about 4 or 5 months. You're not going. But we had to trust God. We had to trust God for the next part of the plan without having it. And so we're here today because of God, and we're here today because of you. And we're here today because you are great givers, because it takes finances to run and build a church. It doesn't happen with nothing. You can't run a church on nothing. And so I just want to read to you Jeremiah 29 verse 11. It says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future." This church and the church per se is God's plan. It brings hope to the world, and it must continue to be the church. And so this morning we're just going to give you the basics of what happens behind the scenes and the finances. But first and foremost, we're thanking God this morning for getting us to this point. But secondly, we're thanking you as the church. You are an awesome bunch of people. We call you family. Many of you are here today. You've sown finances, time, love and support when we needed it the most to keep going, to keep us going and the church going, to fight the good fight, to not give up, to overcome and keep going. We're looking up, church, and ahead. We're not looking back. Thank you.
So when Steve and Chris were retiring, when they first decided, Steve started teaching me how to look after the books. So I'm going to attempt to go through where we were at the last financial year. So on the first slide is a balance sheet. At the top is the assets. So these are what we own. It shows our bank balances as well as equipment. The lease fit out is what you see here. It is what is left of the cost of fitting out of this place. That's being written off over a six-year period. If we move, we can't take most of it with us. You can't put the paint back in the cans and sell it. So it's not really, most of it's not transferable to cash, but it's still an asset. Below are the liabilities, which is basically what we owe. You'll notice that's rather blank. We've spent the last year paying off debts. So we are in a really good position. We're now debt free. So can I have the next slide? So in simple terms, we own that $66,000 is the value of what we own. That's our assets. We owe nothing, so we're worth the $66,000. So that's a really great place to be. So can I have the next slide? So the next one, that's our income versus expenses. So at the top's our income, so otherwise our offerings. So how much money was given in offerings in the last financial year. Then there's the expenses. This lists out basically what it costs to make this place run. So things like the rent, electricity, phone, all of those sorts of things. I won't go through it individually, but if you do want to have a look at it at the end, come and see me. I can show you. Some of it's a bit hard to read up there. Next slide, please. So in simple terms, our giving was about $85,930. Our spending was $85,252. So we only had a surplus of $688, but we paid off our debts, and that was our aim. We knew it was going to cut it fine, but we did it, and we are now debt-free. So we're in a really good place to go forward from here. So just to explain some of those things on the previous slide, the building fund that you give into, we had $1,791 given into that. That's used to build what we see around you and also to complete the building, so we're not done yet. It's also, we keep giving into that fund so that we can finish the building, but also we've got a bigger vision to go forward from here when the church grows and we need more space. We're going to need money for a fit out and all that sort of thing again, so don't stop giving into that. I won't say any more though because I think Anthony's got some more things to say. But the pastoral salary up there was what we paid Steve and Chris for the year. Hospitality was basically our morning teas and all that sort of thing. Our rent, we spend a fair bit on rent. The rent was $3,881, but that goes up 3% each year. So it's at the moment it's $3,997 per month or $922 a week. So we do spend a fair bit in rent on this place. We've had a few items that we've written off that we no longer have. And our leasehold expenses, we're writing that off over the terms and the balance of the lease. Can I have the next slide? No, next one. So that's just a graph, basically. The blue line is our income. The red one is our expenses, and the green one is the building fund. So you can see how much came in versus how much we spent each month.
And just give her a hand. And we're still wanting to put some offices up the top on the back there, set of stairs and some office. And there's a little bit of a video ministry thing happening. So there's some PC stuff to buy and camera and bits and pieces, because we believe we have a message to tell the world. And that's what we want to do. There's some of the things that Keith is going to bring more of the vision of things. Diane's just explained where we came from. I've got the component of the present, where we are right now. So I had the present last time. I don't know how come I got the... because I remember having presents here and handing presents out. Tom, absolutely amazing, mate. Because everything I wanted to say was about building. I couldn't believe you standing here in communion and talking about building. And yes, I'm a builder by trade and still am. And a builder in the natural, but also a builder in the spirit. And we're really believing for great things to happen here in this place. And I believe God has an amazing blueprint for us as a church. And we are to tap into that and find that and run with that. And if there was anything I'd love to say this morning in summary of what I want to bring this. Hear it every single week, and it'll be an expression of not just the Logos but also the Rhema. It'll also be like Jesus himself speaking to us. And then also the other component of that is the spirit. And I love the spiritual component of what we do. This is the most amazing place to come to. I get excited every time I come through those doors. I don't know about you. I guess that's why you're here. But God is doing something in this place. Look at this morning. Man. So much activity going on. So many, from when we first had this empty shell and it was like noise machine, okay, it was just bland. There was nothing here. But look at it now. Look at us now. We've come such a long way. And it's been a couple of years, and I remember the first couple of services we had here, it was just like, oh man, how are we going to brighten this place up, you know? Like, how are we going to get this place going? And I believe God is moving by his spirit through us, through his people, because we are living stones. And I've got a picture this morning in my typical fashion, Propville. And I've got some Lego blocks. And I can't believe how very close to you virtually stole everything I wanted to say. I was going, stop him, God, stop him. Stop him. So I raided Mum's shed out the back. I'm looking for... Ooh, where is it? Oh, come on. Man, don't tell me I didn't put it in. Oh, I hate that when I had it all set and for some reason... All right, I'll have to do it a different way. I want you to imagine... Oh, I can't believe that's not in there. I wish it was, but it's not. There's a cornerstone that was set in place years and years before time even began. And we know that in Isaiah 28:16, "See, I lay a stone in Zion, a chosen and precious cornerstone, and the one who trusts in him will never be put to shame. Now to you who believe, this stone is precious, but to those who do not believe, the stone the builders rejected has become the capstone." So he is cornerstone and also capstone at the same time. And I wanted to talk about the cornerstone because we are really all about Jesus in this place. And there's the Spirit of Jesus living inside every single one of us. And that was supposed to be red to stand out. So it's green. But all of us are being built into something. I think it's 1 Peter 2:4 says, "As you come to him, the cornerstone, the living stone, rejected by men but chosen by God and precious to him, you also are like living stones being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God." And so we are all being built into this spiritual house. If you're ever laying bricks, folks, you've got to lay them like this. because you've got to lay a brick over a brick. It's called stretcher bond. Now that becomes really strong. That's really, even just as a Lego block, that's really strong. And we're being built into this house spiritually, physically and spiritually. This is a family. I just love all those components this morning. People just getting up, sharing their heart, just God moving in us. So are you feeling what I'm talking about this morning? And so Jesus is the cornerstone, but he's also I've got to use this little one because it was supposed to be red. Yes. Yeah, well, that's probably, I've chosen correctly. God's chosen correctly this morning. I think that's the one. Yep. And so here is the capstone. Jesus is the capstone that brings everything together. So he's the cornerstone, but he's also the capstone. He's the beginning and the end to all of us. And so I just wanted to bring just a Lego block display, of course, as you do in church, of course. Can I just go back to the cornerstone, because that I feel is probably the thing I want to talk about. Where did that look? Oh, is it? Gee, you're observant. Just don't step out of line. Right. So cornerstone is if you're doing building work, every measurement is pulled from a certain point. We call it a datum point. And so we got to start somewhere. And so even when we set these tiles out on the floor, I flicked a line right through the middle of here, and that was our datum point, and we worked all of the tiles off that. And it was a beautiful straight. If you get down there on your eye with your eye and sight those tiles down there, it'll be absolutely perfectly straight. But every measurement is pulled from Christ, to the left, to the right, up, down. Everything is every measurement is pulled from him, and that's exactly Ephesians 3:18. How wide, how long, how high, how deep is the love of Christ? And that love of Christ is flowing completely through each and every one of us to know his love and surpassing knowledge. I'm just going to cut right back down to just trying to shorten a little bit. In the book of Zechariah, one of VB's famous scriptures, 4:6, basically says, start me, VB. not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. And so Zerubbabel was his name, who was building the temple, had this scripture firmly in his DNA, in his workings. And just a couple of verses after that, it talks about that he had a plumb line in his hand and the people rejoiced. And now a plumb line is also another great picture of Jesus Christ, because a plumb line keeps us true and to him. And so we have a plumb bob in my toolbox, but this one's heaps better because it's a light show. This one, hang on, I might turn that around. Can you see that line? Can you see that line going up there? Can you see that on the? So, yeah. Oh, here it is. Here too. So, I'm coming to that. A plumb. The way they used to build in the pyramid days, they didn't have what we call a bubble stick, a level, or anything like that. They had a plumb bob. So they used to start off building with a very good eye, and then they would hold a plumb bob, which was perfectly true, left and right, up and down. And so that's what this one is. And you see there's a little dot on the ground there, and there'll be a little dot where, it's right on the beam up there. That is perfectly true, plumb. It's plumb. And so as we build, we need to test and make sure that we're building straight. And so we build to Christ. If we're building crooked, we need to straighten back up again. Yeah? And so that's what you'll get here in the present. That's what we're doing here. We're building Christ into this place. But it is by His Spirit. See, not by might, not by our own strength, not by some sort of force or power, but it's by His Spirit. See, it's the Word and the Spirit that work together. And it's really important that we have the two flowing together. If we don't have the two flowing together, it's like a one-legged duck or a one-winged bird. You know what I mean? It can't get off the ground, okay? And a one-legged duck, I don't know whether it sinks or not, but it would do something. So the reason why are we doing all of this? Why do we meet? Why do we come together? Why? It's because we want to, because we serve an amazing King and we live in an amazing kingdom. And that kingdom needs to expand. And that's what God, that's the mandate that we all have as Christians, and this church is to advance the kingdom of God into this world. And that's why we meet. That's why we're here doing that. How do we do that? We do that by loving others. It's a new covenant law right now. There's only really one law left: love, 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 love. And we hear that come through the service this morning. Love as Christ loved. And I think that if we're really going to follow what Jesus did, another great verse would be in and around Luke chapter 4, 18, where it talks about preach the good news. It talks about setting the oppressed and the prisoner free. And that's what we're about this morning too. Healing. Healing is really, really important. This morning I was awake at 3 o'clock, and I don't normally wake at 3 o'clock. I'm a really, really good sleeper. If I'm awake at 3, something's going on. And I probably had a couple of little health issues myself, and I was... I'll tell you what I did this morning, and I've never done it before. I prayed God's love into me. That's what I did. And because I was fearful, and I very rarely get fearful, and I said, well, perfect love casts out all fear. I think what I'll do, I will pray love over myself. And I started praying love over myself, and I started to feel better. And then I got up and I read the word. I put this together. So I usually just put these things together when I wake up and just let God speak. But I just felt the Holy Spirit say, just even now as I speak, was there anybody awake at 3 o'clock this morning? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Wow, that's amazing. 7, 8, Pete down there. Sorry? On the same scripture. That's amazing. I love this. I love how God moves in this place and he confirms his word through all different ways. And I believe God's healing people in this place today. This is not a boring AGM. I've never, ever done. I've run church before 6 years. We've never, ever had a boring AGM. Never, ever. In fact, what I've found is God turns up because we're open and honest, open book. And that's what we are. We're open book church. We're open hearted. And allow this love that I'm talking about this morning invade you today. Let it cast all fear out. If you're fearful this morning, just pray, God, fill me with your love. Fill me afresh with your love. How wide, how deep, how long, the depth of his love, the height of his love. Where's Steve? Steve, what an amazing thing you said this morning about creation and how intricate it is and how wide, how deep. It's unfathomable. If that's such a word, you can't see it, you measure it, but yet it's all tangible at the same time. And if you receive it by faith, it just comes in and it invades your very being and it changes your molecular structure, if that's a word. It changes your DNA. It changes who you are. If there's sickness, it goes. If it's fear, it goes. If it's whatever is in the way, whatever the impediment is, his love changes everything, yes? So other things in there, help those who can't see, in that Luke 4, help those who can't see, who just can't see. Not physically blind, but maybe spiritually blind. And proclaiming all debts paid. It was the year of Jubilee. It was the 50 years Jesus born right at that moment in time. God is so intricate in the way he brings Jesus into time at the perfect moment, right at a Jubilee where all the fields all debts paid. Who would like all their debts paid? Well, they are paid. They are paid in Jesus' name. Just receive his love this morning and let those debts be paid. And freedom, slavery is finished. We're no longer a slave to fear. I think we sang it this morning. We're no longer a slave to any of these things. Slavery is finished. Hallelujah. It's a time to rejoice. Jubilee was a time to rejoice like it was loan. Yee-haw! I had this $200,000 debt on the farm and all of a sudden it's been wiped clear. How would that make you feel? I'd want the Toyota ad, you know, click, you know, like I think that is just, that's freedom. You know, it's like the little lamb that goes, bolts out of the gate after it's been shorn. It's just runs down the field and it starts, you know, eating more grass. But it's that kind of thing. It is a new beginning, Joey. I speak new beginnings for you, bro. I noticed this morning you're in a new get up but there's a because he usually wears feet to church. That's what he wears, feet to church. I'm believing for you, mate, that this is a new season for you, a new season of it's just going to smash the ball out of the park. You are going to run like you've never run before. You're going to hold. Yes, just listen for a moment. I feel that you're gonna hold the ball, but you're not gonna drop it. You are going to run places where others haven't run before. And if you just tap into what God's saying and doing, this blueprint thing that we're talking about this morning, is God will take you on an amazing journey, and there's things to do and people to see, places to go. There's a bear in there. But I just totally believe that God is just going to, sorry, play school. And it is going to be a fun time. It's going to be a little bit like play school at times. You're going to be look like play school. Because I know you love the creation kids and all that sort of stuff, so you know what I'm talking about. But I just sense God is just doing something fresh and new for you. And so run with all your might. I'm going to finish and let Keith go for it. Sorry I took up a little bit of time, but it's very hard to compact into 10 minutes. But I want to leave you with this. Come and build. Just come and build. Sometimes there's a tendency to knock it or tear it down, or this is wrong or that sort of stuff. But would you just come and build? It's a scary time right now, because Diane just alluded that Steve has now gone back to Adelaide. We're just about to sign a lease again for 3 years on this place. Now, let me tell you, I don't want to sign my name on that, because it's locking me in to something that I want to be more free, if I could say that. But I'm going to do it by faith. These guys are going to do it by faith. The four of us are going to stand, we're going to sign that bit of paper, and we're going to go forward as a church. Would you come with us? Would you build with us? It's not easy at times running people. Church, people. It's the people. And we all present differently, and we've all got different giftings. I'm predominantly staying in my lane these days. What I used to do, I don't do anymore. So forgive me for that. But I'm staying in my lane. And please don't get me out of my lane, because I'll be no use to you at all. And so I need to stay in my lane. So help me stay in my lane as much as I'll help you stay in your lane. It's very important that we do. That's what makes up the body of Christ. We're not all an arm or a leg or a toe or a brain or a speller. I'm a really good speller. But would you come help us build? Don't eat all the cake. Don't come and eat all the cake. You know what I mean? Come and sow something back in too. You know, what do they say, church, 10% of the people do all the work? I think it's higher here. I think it's much, probably like 25%. And I would like to see that. I would like to see that turn on its head. I would like to think 75% of us will be pulling the line load. What do they call it? The line share. I would really like to see that. If that was a vision of mine, I would throw that on your list, bro. Don't stand on the perimeter and just look at it. It's much better to become involved. God's doing some things, some great things here, some exciting things. And I really feel that God's just going to take us to an amazing new place in Him. Sorry, I went a little bit long, but build a kingdom. It's the most exciting thing you can do. Amen? God bless you.
Thanks, buddy. That's good as always.
Beep, beep, beep.
Anyway, I love that, Ed. Do you know, that's all awesome stuff, but can I ask you this? What do you see? What do you see? Do you see a future? Do you see something beyond yourself? Do you see something bigger than you? Do you see a church that not only influences on a Sunday, but influences during the week? Do you see a church that goes outside of the four walls, out into the community? Do you see a church that goes into the Northern Territory? Do you see a church that goes into wherever you might have a heart for missions? this morning, it is the AGM, but, you know, really the AGM is just about, you know, where have we been, where are we at, and where are we going? Well, church, we're on uncharted waters. We haven't got a clue. Don't ask us, because we won't be able to tell you. We don't know. We're in the boat. We jumped in the boat and we said, okay, Anthony, we're going. And he said, yes, let's go. I said to Anthony, where are we going? He said, I don't know. He said, where the wind, the spirit blows, he said, actually. Where the spirit blows, that's where we'll go. And I'm for that, amen? So I'm for that. So this morning I want to talk about not vision as you expect me to say it. I'm not going to put anything in concrete this morning, nothing in concrete, because I want us to be a prophetic people. Proverbs 29:18, we all know it, all of those. Who's got KJV in their heads? Only me? King James Version? Three of us? Yeah, there's three of us. So I think when I think scripture, I think KJV. So when I go look for something, I've got to look it up in KJV first, so I can actually find where it is. Yeah, so because I'm KJV. So this is what it says. Where there is no vision, the people perish, but he that keepeth the law, happy is he. In the English Standard Version, it says this, and I love this. It says, where there is no prophetic vision, the people cast off restraint, but blessed is he who keeps the law. The Message says it like this. If people can't see what God is doing, they stumble all over themselves. But when they attend to what he reveals, they are most blessed. So I want you to capture that, church, this morning, is that we don't just want to go where we have a vision. I've got visions for things. I would love to see us get live streaming to the web and us have 40 or 50,000 people attending church from out there. Why not? I would love to see us put our stairs up, put our second story up, and we will do that. That's in the pipeline. That's next. Because we want to be able to rent this hall during the week so that it doesn't cost us to have it. That's a good idea, doesn't it? Hey? So we want to rent this hall out so that we can make money from the hall and it can pay for itself. And Anthony's looking into all of that sort of stuff as well. But this morning I want us to talk about a prophetic vision. And I love this tree. Anyone else love this tree? I love this tree. I love it. You know, Belinda just stuck it in there one day. I can't remember why it came in. It came in, I think she was doing a message or something. But it stayed. And if you look at it, it's growing buds. It's prophetic. It's a prophetic tree. And it's saying, here we are in spring. We're in spring. The birds are chirping and out in the tree. We got a birdie in here, look. Isn't that cute? You're awesome, Ruthie. You are. You are. Give her a hand. She's awesome. You know, it's those little things that really do matter. It's prophetic. It's speaking to us. It speaks to us. Every time you walk in, you think, there's growth here. There's life. I've got a future and a hope. There's something happening in this church. You know, and so this morning, Diane walked. I was walking out to the tent, and Diane was walking in, and she says to me, because all day yesterday I'm saying, I've got no clue what I'm saying tomorrow. Not the foggiest idea. And she walks in and she says to me, what do you see? Oh, it was a good thing to ask me because I like working in the prophetic. So I went straight away. I understood what God meant by that. Look in through your spirit eyes. What does God see? There's a time and a place where we need to see what God sees. We need to get into the mind of God. We need to get into what he is seeing for our future. We can have all sorts of things we would like to do, but what does God want us to do? That's the question. And God always reveals his ways through the prophetic. That's what he does. So I'm laying on my bed last night and I'm thinking, what do I see? And these are the things that God spoke to me while I lay on my bed. He said, Central Life will complete its mandate given from the beginning, even when it was called Coastlands. Now, I don't even know what that is. So I'm going to have to go and find out what that was about, because that's what he said to me. Sorry? This church, yes, it was called Coastlands. He said, even from then, so it will fulfill that. Central Life Church will be a family to those without one. A place of refuge, a safe haven, he called it. Central Life will build my house and enlarge it to the nations. And we've said that for years. And now we're starting to get some things on the floor here. We had Ray speak the other day about the Philippines. There's something happening there, guys. You know, you've got a heart for doing missions. You know, get on to it. You know, find out where God wants us to go. Central Life will be given a responsibility to distribute to the poor and needy. Wow. That sort of come left field for me. That's not even in my thinking, but that's what he said. Central Life will empower my people to be Spirit-led church. We love the word, but we're Spirit-led. Central Life will develop youth and children's work. It's got to happen, church. That will go beyond your wildest imaginings, he said. Imaginings. Not a word I'd ever use. Imaginings. Okay? I'm with that. Central Life will draw more leaders, pastors, teachers. The prophetic voice will be heard throughout all the land through Central Life. There's something in the prophetic going to kick off in here, church. That's pretty awesome. Central Life TV. I've never even thought of Central Life TV, other than Anthony said to me once that he had a prophetic word that he was going to be on TV. It's the only thing I know of about being on TV. Oh, we did get a word from Sheena that we would be on TV. Oh, we did. Okay, all right. So that's what he said. Central Life TV will reach a whole new generation of believers. It will become a resource for the kingdom. Now, I don't know how any of this stuff is going to come together, church. I've got no clue. I'm just telling you what he said. You know, don't shoot the messenger. Now, I don't know who this is for, but in the middle of this download, God said this thing to me, and so I've got to say it right in the middle of where he said it. What you have asked is a hard thing, says the Lord. However, if you see these things come to pass, you will have that which you seek. Is that for somebody this morning? Nobody? Or it must have been for me. It's all good. But that's what he said to me right in the middle of the download. Central Life Church basically is telling us to be humble, to stay humble. Stay humble. He said, do not seek fame, fortune, or glory. However, they have been proclaimed in heaven and shall come to pass. Nothing is impossible to him who believes, but not for your sake, but to accomplish my word upon the earth. A new day is arising upon the prophet, teacher, and evangelist. Apostles equipped with new abilities to deliver a message of hope to this world. God's about to do something. Things are happening. Watch and see as the mountains quake and the valleys tremble at my word. Now, a word of encouragement. God, and he said this exact thing. He said, I want you to give a word of encouragement to the church. So this is what he said. Well done, Central Life Church. You have stood during a time of change, a time of transition. Don't be complacent. Now is the time to start dreaming and speaking prophetically to those dreams. It is a time to arise and shine, for your time has come. Then he said, favor, 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 says the Lord. And he repeated himself, favor, 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 says the Lord. And when God says something twice, that means that it has been ordained in heaven and it will surely and quickly come to pass. So I'm taking on that one. Thank you very much, Jesus. Expand to the left, expand to the right. Go in my Spirit's power and might. None will stand before you again. Trust in the Lord who shows you his hands. He was being a poet. Didn't even know it. That's right. Blessing, honour and glory and power to the Lord God of heaven and to the Lamb who was and is to come. Amen. God's got something in his mind that we may not yet fully understand or see. But we don't move by natural. We don't move by what we see. We don't move by what we feel. I might feel hot, I might feel cold, I might feel fear, but it's just a feeling. We move by the prophetic voice of God. We move by the word of God. When God says move, we say, let's go. And that's what I feel this morning over Central Life, is that we are on the journey of a lifetime. This church will grow and it will prosper and it will succeed for that which God has purposed it to do. And each one of you are here planted for this time, for this season, for this place. And it's exciting. It is so exciting. It's almost like those presents. God is going to reveal things to us that we have never yet imagined, we've never yet thought. And I've been through some great revivals. I've seen people laughing, crying. I've seen the Holy Spirit move. I've seen waves of the Holy Spirit move through churches where people fell out under the as the wave of the Spirit went through the church. I saw people falling over like this. I've seen all of that. But I don't know about you, but I'm hungry for something new of God. Something new. Something fresh. Something right out of the throne room of heaven. A special nugget just for Central Life. That's what I'm hoping for. Now, we are going to take up our offering. We didn't forget. But I want you to capture hold of the vision, but not a natural one. I want you to capture hold of a vision that's prophetic, not pathetic. Or prosthetic. But prophetic. It's not terrible. It's not fake. It's real. God moves in the prophetic. We knew 18 months before we moved here that we were going to move. Because God said through Sheena Ryan, I know that you're trying to buy the building, but I see another building. Did anyone else remember that? Yep. So that's what she said. So therefore, I was never comfortable with buying the building because I know that God speaks through the prophetic voice. And so I was waiting for those things to line up. So if you've caught hold of the vision for Central Life Church, and we've got some fantastic values that I think really need to be shared with the church at large. We are friendship before function. My name is Keith. I'm not Pastor Keith. I don't call Anthony Carpenter Anthony. I'm not Computer Keith. It's what I do. It's not who I am. So it's friendship before function. And we love every single one of you. We are a family. We are not a business. We will always be like that. We will always love you like family. That's why you can get up and share, because you're family. We're sitting around our Father's table. Let's pray over our offering this morning. Father, we just thank you so much for the prophetic vision that you've given us, that you kept Central Life alive while it was young and just a sapling and a seed in the ground. But you are now growing it up into a tree. And it is now beginning to bud. And that it is now starting to bear fruit, Father God. And we would ask that you would give us great blessing financially, that we might bear great fruit, and that our fruit may remain and never fall to the ground. Father, that it may accomplish that which you have set it in motion to do. We thank you, Lord, for everything you've done for us, past, present, and future. But we want your prophetic word. We want to know, Lord, where we are, where you have directed our boat. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for joining us today. Central Life Church is an Australian independent church meeting at Unit B5, 4 Dalmerston Avenue, North Wyong, New South Wales. For further information, go to our website at www.centrallife.com.au. Email us at contactus@centrallife.com.au.